Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we start, I'd like to thank our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these important stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have with us John John Ghirardelli with Colo ATL. Sorry about that, John. But
not a problem.
I was so conscious of it, I knew I'd screw it up. But before we get too far into things, tell me about Colo ATL. How are you serving folks?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, Lee. So Colo ATL is a carrier neutral co-location and interconnection facility located at 55 Marietta in the heart of downtown Atlanta. And we provide space, power, and facilitate cross connects so that our customers can interact and store and transport data with anyone that need to be within the broader IT ecosystem.
So now your work, in a lot of it, is what people like to call the cloud. Is that right?
Not necessarily the cloud. I mean, the cloud really is just a big massive data center, but what we provide is a very similar ecosystem to what you would find at a large scale data center, right? So cabinets and cages filled with servers and routers and switches, where enterprises, big and small, right, host a lot of their IT infrastructure needs, right? And we facilitate that with secure access, monitoring, surveillance, uptime from a power availability perspective, and then enable them to interact with each other and share and hand off information through our dedicated meet-me areas.
And then why is it important for companies to have a presence at Colo ATL as opposed to just wherever they're based? Because you have clients from all over the place, right?
Yes, yes, sir. We do. We've got clients all over the U.S. We have a handful of clients internationally as well. You know, I think Atlanta is a very special place in terms of the fiber density in the location, in terms of where it sits, right? From a transatlantic touch point between the South and the North and then across the pond. So we believe that the value add that we bring is our dense interconnection ecosystem. We've got about 120 customers now, again, big and small, that are inside our facility. And then we have access to additional facilities in downtown Atlanta where we're able to facilitate the interconnection and cross connects between those customers. We do not charge any monthly recurring fees for cross connects, which is a little bit unusual in the greater data center industry. And we just provide what I think is excellent customer service and an unparalleled customer experience. We run Colo ATL like our prior owner, Tim Kaiser, ran it, like a family business. We take care of our customers. We always put them first. And that has enabled us to grow and be successful over the past 20 years.
Now, you talked about Colo ATL was recently acquired by American Tower. So your vision is the same as the previous owner. We've had him on before, and it was a very close-knit, family-run, customer service-centric, really responsive business. So I'm sure that was what made it attractive. What are your kind of plans moving forward with it?
Yeah, so I came over from the American Tower side. It was our first investment into a co-location neutral host data center facility. So pretty unique in terms of the investment thesis and the history of American Tower. We're a, you know, multi-billion dollar public company, the largest publicly traded REIT in the U.S. with almost 200,000 towers now across five continents and 20 countries. We found this to be a very interesting asset in types of the service and the value proposition Colo ATL provides, not only to the customers, but also to the broader digital infrastructure ecosystem. And so we have no plans to change anything that Tim Kaiser did in the past. We've owned and operated now for almost 18 months. We've kept the same customer service responsiveness, transparent day-to-day operations that Tim had. And really, we've just brought a little bit of a bigger checkbook to help grow and expand the facility to increase the attributes for the customers. So it's been a win-win on our side.
So now, how do you see yourself kind of immersing yourself in the Atlanta business community? Because that's a big part of what they were up to.
Yeah, absolutely. So I currently serve as the general manager for Colo ETL. Home right now is in the greater Boston area. I spend, prior to the current, you know, global situation, about 1 to 2 days a week down in Atlanta. We are in the process of trying to join and get involved with as many local organizations as possible, from enterprise companies to government agencies to educational institutions to associations that touch all aspects of the digital infrastructure landscape. We have 4 now employees based in Atlanta. We just brought on a new business development head to help me as we continue to grow the facility. So our plans are continue to increase our touch and our focus and our presence in Atlanta, because we think that's just a great opportunity right now.
So now, what's the sweet spot in terms of customer for you? What kind is it? Kind of industry agnostic? Do you have specialize in fintech? There's tons of fintech here. Healthcare IT. There's lots of verticals in the market. Are you targeting a certain one?
Yeah, so we're somewhat industry agnostic. We group our customer base into kind of 3 broad buckets: enterprises, kind of telecom and carriers, and then the cloud. And cloud service providers. We are, because of our interconnection and the rich fiber that we have running through downtown Atlanta and in and outside of 55 Marietta, we have a tilt towards the telecom and carrier industry, but we are now pushing to expand that to enterprises and go deep after the media, entertainment, fintech, technology, anyone that really is looking for a place to trust and store their critical IT infrastructure. We believe Colo ETL is the right place to be.
Now walk me through what the onboarding looks like. Say one of those enterprises is interested in kind of moving over to your solution. How difficult or how cumbersome is it to make a shift like that?
From an administrative perspective, it's fairly easy. I mean, we are very transparent. We are very responsive. So it takes no more than an email to myself at johngirardelli@coloetl.com. And we provide the customer or the prospect with information on pricing based on their requirements for space and power. We then provide them with a simple lease that is already drafted by our legal department. And we're off to the races. We take pride in being able to bring customers on board almost to the same day, the same week, with limited, you know, black box processes behind that. So it's very straightforward. We are very responsive. We move fast because we know that that's what customers need and expect and want.
So now, has this pandemic impacted any of the progress? Because I would imagine, I mean, I'm sure it's affected somewhat, but has it affected as much as other companies?
Not as much. I think we're very fortunate to be in the, you know, digital infrastructure space, given what's happening with COVID-19 and across the globe. I think people are realizing even more so now than ever that, you know, digital infrastructure is extremely important. We've continued to see our customers grow and existing customers take down more space and power. We've signed 4 new customers in the past 3 months. So it doesn't seem to be slowing down, you know, any of the demand for our needs. We've taken precautions in terms of spacing out our employees on site and practicing social distancing and providing, you know, PPE equipment to both our employees and visitors and guests. But our site is still 24/7, 365 accessible. And the only real issue that we've had is folks like myself that are not located in Atlanta being able to travel down to Atlanta at this time. But outside of that, it's been business as usual, and we're continuing to push forward. We just relaunched a new website. I mean, we've been very busy trying to continue to grow and expand on the vision that the prior owner, Tim Kaiser, had put in place. And we look forward to, you know, continuing that growth trajectory in downtown Atlanta.
So now, at this stage, when you go through kind of an acquisition like this and something that was such a locally owned and operated, I don't want to say institution, but they were around for a long time and they served a lot of folks. Is there a kind of a first 100 days, first year kind of game plan on, at first you get the lay of the land, you kind of learn kind of the language of the market, and then you start kind of going out there more aggressively? Like, what was the strategy?
Yes. I mean, I think coming into it, right, we were very respective of the processes and systems and game plan that Tim Kaiser had in place. So for the first, I would say 6 months, we just tried to learn and soak up as much as possible. Everything from space management, power management, how he spoke and interacted with customers. We tried to get to know our customers and make a concerted effort to be proactive and to introduce ourselves and to make folks aware of who we are and what our plans are with the facility. We hosted multiple open houses and tried to continue just to build upon the momentum that Tim had. I think the second 6 months, we've been focused on just increasing some efficiencies in the facility. We just opened up a new data center room 4. So additional space and power for customers to grow. We've been revamping a lot of the existing equipment and facilities that just kind of give them a new look and feel to bring them up to modern standards, right? Dedicated tech rooms, new equipment and carts and stuff for existing customers. We revamped all the camera systems and the access card readers to improve the security in the facility. So we just kind of dug in and tried to upgrade the facility where it was possible and relevant to. And then I would tell you, we're kind of embarking right now on the new 6 month plan, which is to kind of continue to grow and become more proactive in marketing and branding Colo ATL. Like I mentioned earlier, we designed and relaunched a new website. We brought on a new business development manager based in Atlanta. We've started to take a more proactive approach in terms of identifying customers. And we look forward to continuing to do that through the rest of this year. And, you know, after that, I think, you know, it's all TBD at this point, but we're long-term owners and operators of mission critical digital infrastructure assets. We enjoy and love the Colo ATL asset and the family that came with it. And we are 100% dedicated on growing it and making Tim proud and all of our customers able to be successful as they were going forward.
So now part of your growth right now is to kind of immerse yourself in the community and get to know all the CIOs out there and the IT folks?
Absolutely. Yes. Our plan is, you know, we're building a roadmap right now to reach out and proactively introduce ourselves to the various different customer segments. We're in the process of joining, you know, the Technology Association of Georgia and some other associations within the greater Atlanta community. It helps that American Tower did already had an office located up by the ballpark in Atlanta. So we're definitely not strangers to Atlanta. We realize of all the talent and tech and the companies that are based there. And so we're just looking to come at it from a different angle with Colo ATL and forge some new relationships and double down on existing relationships and really be a community focused player.
And then if somebody wanted to learn more about what you guys got going on, the website's still coloatl.com, right?
Yes, sir. coloatl.com. We just revamped it a couple weeks ago, and folks can always reach out to me at john.ghirardelli@coloatl.com, or they can call me 24/7, 365 on my mobile, 202-257-8599.
Good stuff. Well, John, congratulations on this acquisition. I think you guys are going to kill it here, and kudos to you for, you know, deciding to immerse yourself in the community and just really kind of get to know the folks here. It's a really thriving technology community, as you'll find, and you'll see that we're looking for people to step up and really support and serve. So thank you for that.
No, thank you, Lee. We love Atlanta and we love Colo ATL, and we look forward to continuing our involvement with the community.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, we could not be doing this work without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.